While the county clerk's office can't attach a percentage to the increase in absentee and mail-in ballots, County Clerk Melinda Patton says it's definitely been busier.
You know, in August, our verification team that comes in on Election Day and runs the absentees, they did, 270 ballots that day that were absentees, and so we're already at 566.
As for how this compares to the last presidential election,
in November of 16, we had 933 absentee voters. So right now we've had 1,333, so we have seen an increase.
On top of that, Patton adds that residents still have 6.5 days to absentee vote in the county clerk's office, so the number of absentee votes could surge even higher. For KXCV, KRNW, I'm Jeremy Werner reporting.